Life lay in the tomb, and a seal was affixed to the stone. Soldiers guarded Christ as they would a sleeping king, and the Lord arose, invisibly smiting his enemies. I've always loved this sessional hymn. It's in Matins for Sunday, the tone 6. We had it last week. I've always loved this phrase, the soldiers guarded Christ as they would a sleeping king. I love it because Christ is who he is, but people don't often see it. The truth is true, even if we do not perceive it. He is God. He did not appear to be God to the vast majority of humanity. I guess probably everybody, except perhaps the Theotokos, after his death and being put into the tomb. And he who created life was lying dead. A seal was affixed. The soldiers guarded him. They didn't guard him like he was a sleeping king. They guarded him like he was a dead man who was a criminal, an enemy of the state, a seditionist. And yet he is a sleeping king. He is king. I love that the soldiers were guarding him. They were guarding a king, but they were not aware that they were guarding a king. So much in life happens and we are not aware of the truth behind things. We are not aware of the actual reality. Our version of reality is not true. The Lord is king. The Lord is the creator of all things. And yet, many did not receive him as king. Many did not believe him to be the creator. And even to this day, many do not receive him as king, and many do not believe him to be the creator. But he is. The truth is, Jesus Christ is a king, and he is the creator of all things. And so, when we do certain things in our life, we might be entertaining angels unawares. We might be doing something that is righteous and good and not recognize it as such, or, I think probably more often, not recognize that we are doing something that is evil. The soldiers guarded Christ as they would a sleeping king. There is an inner reality to everything that we do. We must learn to recognize this reality. Now I'll put in a plug here for the vigil service. All of my Christian life, I have loved the vigil service. It is my favorite service. It's what attracted me most to Orthodoxy, I think, because our theology is on very clear display. And what is important to us is very clearly pronounced over and over again. There are no love songs to Jesus in our vigil. There are very compunctionate and beautiful and practical theological treatises in our liturgy. There is worship, there is adoration, there is desire, there is asking for things. And there are turns of phrase that seem to just stick with my soul. And this is one of those. The soldiers guarded Christ as they would a sleeping king. We must also guard Christ, but we must recognize that he is a king. He's not asleep. He's alive and active in our lives and in the lives of others. If we recognize this reality, then we would act quite differently. May God help us to always remember Christ is the king, and remember that everything in life has an inner reality that we should understand. Amen.